Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
That way he will die without our having to touch him. Reuben was secretly planning to help Joseph escape, and then he would bring him back to his father. So when Joseph arrived, they pulled off his beautiful robe and they threw him into the pit. Now, one might think because he's at rock bottom that life can't get any worse. He is now at rock bottom. But friends, I want to encourage you, if you were to read this passage of scripture, you're going to see that yes, he's at rock bottom. He's in the bottom of the pit, but things are about to go from bad to worse. Could they get any worse? Yes, they could get worse. And the pit was going to get deeper and his scenarios were going to grow worse. I would have no doubt that many of us in this situation would have our faith just vanish before us, but not Joseph. No. Not Joseph, for he knew that God was for him. He knew that God was hearing his cry. He knew that God was watching on, and he knew that the God of his salvation was going to be the God of his salvation, even from the bottom of this pit. Friends, I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you, turn your eyes towards heaven. Turn your eyes towards Jesus. Turn your eyes to the Word of God. And in this season, let the Word of God be richly in your hearts. Let the Word of God be ever on your lips. Be declaring the Word of God. Be quoting scripture. Scripture like Psalm 46 verse 1. God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. Psalm 34 verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are attentive to their cry. Psalm 116 verse 13. I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Friends, I encourage you today, you can call ScoMo, but the chances are ScoMo is not going to get back to you. You can call Uber Eats, there's no doubt about that. They may deliver you your fettuccine carbonara, but I don't think they're going to deliver you from the pits that you find yourself in. Friends, in this season, we need to be calling upon the name of the Lord. We need to be calling on the one who is ever present in our time of need. We need to drink from the cup of salvation, because when we do, we can rest assured that we are going to get out of this pit. Not only are we going to get out of the pit, but we are going to be promoted to the palace. Our promotion comes when we embrace the principles of God's word in season and out of season, when it's sunshine, when it's rain. If we will embrace the principles of God's word, then I guarantee your promotion is coming from the pit to the palace and to the life that God has got for you. The palace life is simply representative or symbolic of the life that is for us in Christ Jesus. Friends, having the Prince of Peace promote us from the pit to the palace is what we all should be desiring in this season. But for this to be our reality, for the Prince of Peace to come alongside and promote us from the pit to the palace, we need to embrace the principles. We need to own the pit that we are in if we are believing to ascend to the palace. God wants to promote you, but he wants you to embrace his word. He wants you to embrace his principles in this season, that he might take you, that he might promote you, that he might exalt you at the right time. Now, owning our pit begins by, here we go. We've got four quick points today. Write these down, embrace these points, and I promise you, your promotion from the pit to the palace is coming your way. Here we go. Point number one, the Father's love runs deeper than any pit you find yourself in. Did you hear that? You got to get this. The Father's love runs deeper. Deep, deep, deep. How deep is his love? How great is his love? Friends, the Father's love runs deeper than any pit you find yourself in. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. You know, I absolutely love this verse. I love this passage. How great is this love the Father has lavished on us. You know why I love it? Because it's not about our love and our goodness and our mercy. It's not what we did. No. This is about the Father's love. And when I think of this scripture, yes, he's lavishing his love on us that is rich and is pure. It's full of grace and full of kindness and full of mercy. It is so good. Good. But you know what? It's not about our goodness. It's about his goodness. That's why Jesus said there's only one who is good, and that is the Father. And when we as his children receive the love of God, how many of you know, all of a sudden, everything begins to change. Everything will change in your life when you understand you are a child of God. You're being born of an incorruptible seed. God wants to pour his spirit out upon you. Whether you be in the palace today or whether you be in the pit today, wherever you are, if you can receive this thought that you are a child of God and just open yourself up to receive the love of God, I promise you, in that moment, things are about to change. Genesis 37, reading from verse 3 says, "Now Jacob loved Joseph more than any of his other children because Joseph had been born to him in his old age. So one day he gave Joseph a special gift, a beautiful robe. But his brothers hated Joseph because of their father's partiality. They couldn't say a kind word to him." You know what? I may be in the pit, but by my father, he loves me. You can say all sorts of things about me and you can call me all sorts of names, but you know what? My father, he loves me. It doesn't matter what you do to me, my father loves me, and I've got news for you. I'm coming out of the pit. Friends, I want to encourage you to understand that you're a child of God. You are not meant to dwell and live within the pit. This is an existence for a period of time until your promotion comes, that you might go from this space to this space. God never desires you to stay in this space. We pass through this space into the space that he has prepared for us. You know, we all know that he says, "I've gone to prepare a place for you." He's preparing places for you even right now, that before you get to the place that he's preparing for you, there might be places for you to dwell in and have dominion in all the way along. In Romans chapter 8 from verse 35, it says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." So as long as I'm owning my pit and drinking from the cup of salvation, I am loved by God and promotion is coming my way. I'm going to be promoted from the pit to the palace. Why? Because he's a good, good father and he's got good plans and a good purpose for my life. I know my father and my father knows me. I love my father and my father loves me. Secondly, owning my pit requires that I stay committed to growing in Christ-likeness even when it's costly. Friends, it will cost you to be a child of God. It will cost you to grow in the likeness of Christ. It will cost you as you embrace the character that is found in Jesus. But I also want to say this. If you pay the price, the reward is going to be incredible. What's going to come your way as a result is far greater than stepping away from paying the price. Remember when Joey had been sold out of the first pit? He was probably thinking, yes, I'm out of here. I'm gone. I'm going to leave this pit behind. But how many of you know he found himself in a deeper pit, not only in a deeper pit, but now there's some like crazy people in this pit. How many of you have ever met crazy people? Probably none of you. I've met whatever. Let's move along. Sometimes you find yourself in places and spaces and people want to reach out and get into your world and get into your stuff. And it's like, what is going on? Friends, I want to encourage you. We see in Joseph's life, yes, he went from one pit to a deeper pit. He found himself with some people, but he was going to own that pit regardless. Now, Joseph finds himself working for the Potiphar's. One day, Mr. Potiphar's at work, and Mrs. Potiphar comes along like, and she's battering her eyes at him. Her little eyelids are going up and down, and she's, you know what I'm saying? And she's trying to put the hard word on him, and she's saying, "Hey, Joey, sleep with me, Joey." But how many of you know Joey is a man of God? He ain't going to compromise himself for Mrs. Potiphar or for anybody else. So she's saying, Joey, I want you to sleep with me. But Joey's saying, no way. Genesis 39 from verse 8 says, but he refused. With me in charge, he told her, my master does not concern himself with anything in the house. Everything he owns, he has entrusted to my care. No one is greater in this house than I am. Why was that? Because he owned his pit. That's why he was promoted into that place, because he owned the space that he was in. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? Not just against Potiphar, but against God. And though she spoke to Joseph day after day, he refused to go to bed with her or even be with her. So Joseph kept himself for the Lord, and because of his integrity, continued to grow in Christ-like character. But when Mrs. Potiphar realized she couldn't get to Joey, she set him up. You know, there's people going to do all sorts of crazy stuff against you, against your family, against your business. But how many of you know it's not the end of the story? So she sets Joey up. And as a result, he's thrown into an even deeper pit. This time it's one full of prisoners. But once again, he owned his pit by, thirdly, persevering in doing what is good and right in the eyes of God. And as a result, he assured his promotion was coming to take him from the pit to the palace, as was Joseph's way. He just went to work. Friends, I want to encourage you, just go to work today. I know it may not be exactly what you desire, and it may not be exactly what you want. It's certainly this season of life, it isn't what I would desire, and it's not what I want. But I got to tell you, I won't be put off in doing what is right and doing what is good in the eyes of God. I'm just going to keep going to work in the knowledge that this is what will lead to my promotion from the pit to the palace. This is what we see in Joseph's life. It didn't matter where he found himself, whether it be in the original pit, whether it be in Potiphar's house, whether it be in the prison, or now the space that he finds himself in, he just went to work. And I promise you, as we go to work, our promotion is coming. In Genesis 41, verse 41, it says, so Pharaoh said to Joseph, I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring from his finger and put it on Joseph's finger. He dressed him in robes of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. He had him ride in a chariot as his second in command, and men shouted before him, make way. Thus he put him in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Why? Because he owned his pit. He owned the space that he found himself in. He went to work. He persevered in doing what was good and right in the eyes of God, and therefore promotion came his way. Here we go. Point number four. If we're going to own our pit, there's a fourth point. You're like, what's the fourth point? He's already arrived. No, here, let's go back to the beginning. Here we go. Point number four. Forgiveness is key to promotion. Friends, I want to encourage you today. Forgiveness is key to promotion. Genesis 45, reading from verse 4, says, then Joseph said to his brothers, come close to me. When they had done so, he said, I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now, there has been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years, there will not be plowing and reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. He understood that God was working all things for the good of his people. I don't think Joseph was waiting until he met his brothers again before he would deal with the issues in his heart towards them. Friends, can I encourage you today? If you are holding on to unforgiveness towards anyone, can I encourage you, make a decision today to forgive. Deal with the issue. Deal with it in your own heart. I hear so many people say, oh, down the track, I'll work it out with them. Or along the way, or when I see them, I'm going to work it out with them. You don't need to see them, and you don't need to wait until you get down the track. This one thing I believe about Joseph, and you might say, Shane, is it in the Word? I'm not too sure this is in the Word, but it's what I believe, and you can see why as I tell you why. I believe from the very first night that Joseph found himself in the pit, because his brothers had beat him and stripped him and thrown him in the pit. I actually believe personally that that was where he resolved in his heart to forgive his brothers. And you might say, why is that? The reason I say that is because I do not see, from the time that Joseph came out of that pit, I do not see bitterness. I do not see attitude. I do not see unforgiveness working in Joseph's life. I believe that Joseph understood, yes, I may find myself in the pit through no fault of my own, but I'm not going to lay blame and I'm not going to hold unforgiveness towards anyone. I'm going to deal with my own heart before the presence of God. I'm going to sit here in my pit and I'm going to deal with my own heart, my own life before God. And as a result, I will not allow unforgiveness to be an anchor to my soul or an anchor to my future. When I come out of this pit, I'm coming out clean to lay hold of all of the life that God has got for me. Now, you know what happened. He came out of the pit and there was none of that in his life. No unforgiveness. There was no bitterness. There was no attitude. He went from strength to strength, glory to glory. It seemed to be that as much as the pits got deeper, the promotions got higher. And so he ends up finding himself living in the palace as the right-hand man in the land. Why? Because God found a man. God found a man whom he could trust. God found a man who would embrace the principles of the Word of God, the principles that will lead you into promotion from the pit to the palace. Here are the principles. Here we go. Grow in your revelation of the Father's love. Just begin there. Father, I pray that every man, every woman that's watching in today would have an ongoing, growing revelation of your love for them. Secondly, can I encourage you to commit to growing in Christ's likeness, grow in the character and the characteristics of Jesus Christ. Continue to make it your ambition. I'm not going to be sidetracked here. I'm going to continue to grow in Christ. I'm going to grow in my knowledge of him. I'm going to embrace his attributes, his values, his qualities. I'm going to be like Jesus, as it were. Point number three, here we go. Continue to do what is good and right in the eyes of God, even when you're in the pit. Yeah, we find ourselves where we find ourselves, but we're coming out. Promotion is coming our way as we continue to do what is good and right in the eyes of God. Here we go. Point number four, make a decision to forgive. You say, I can't. I say, you can. You can. I'm not saying it's not hard. I'm not saying difficult things haven't happened and horrible things haven't happened. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, it's your heart and it's your responsibility. You get to choose what lives in you and dwells in you. Make a decision today to forgive that promotion might come your way from today in Jesus' name. God bless your lights. All right, we're going to pray now. I want to pray. There are people watching in today, and the truth is you need to give your life to Jesus. I'm just going to put it out there straight like that. You need to give your life to Christ. You find yourself in a pit. You find yourself in the pits. It just seems to be one pit after another pit, but you don't have hope and you don't have a future. Friends, God wants to give you a hope and a future. That's why Jesus came from heaven to earth and died on a cross for you. He loves you. He loves you so much that he would give his life for you. But here's the thing. The salvation that comes in his name, the cup of salvation, it is a free gift to all those who would receive it. It's there, but if you don't receive it, it's of no value to you. This is what I want to say to you today. If you're not walking with God, I want you to make a decision right here, right now. I am going to give my life to Christ. I'm going to throw my hands in the air and I'm going to bring my life before God and I'm just going to say, Jesus, forgive me of my sin and make me your child. The Bible tells us clearly that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and the wages for that sin is death. But the free gift of God is salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. You can partake of the cup of salvation by putting your faith in Christ, by following Christ. You can become a disciple of Christ and a son of God, daughter of God, just by making a decision right where you're at today, in your house, in your car, if your car's in the driveway, of course, in Victoria, wherever you find yourself, you can make a decision and give your life to Jesus. So I'm going to encourage you to do that today. There may be people that are watching online today. You used to follow Christ. Maybe you're still even connected to the church, but you know in your heart of hearts, you're a long way from God. Friends, can I encourage you? Make a decision today. Come back to Jesus. Just come back. Come back. We all understand things happen. We all understand drift happens. Things get in the way. We disconnect from our relationship with God. But you know what? You may never have made a decision, an active decision to step away from God, but you can certainly make an active decision to step back into the presence of God. Jesus loves you. You may feel unworthy because you knew his love, but you've fallen away. Just make a decision. I'm coming back today. He will forgive you. He's righteous. He's glorious. His love is just, his love is a father's love, and he loves you so much. So maybe it's your first time, maybe it's your second time, but here's the thing. If you need to give your life to Christ today, do it today. If you're watching on our online platform, there's a right hand on the bottom right-hand side. Can I encourage you right now, you want to give your life to Jesus? Just hit that raised hand. Just hit that raised hand. Just hit it right now. Just say, I want to give my life to Jesus. If you're watching on one of our Facebook platforms, can I encourage you today, just write in the comment section there, I want to give my life to Jesus. Someone's going to see that, and they're going to pick up on you, and we're going to connect. If you hit that raised hand, we're going to connect with you also. Here's the thing. Hitting the raised hand or giving your life to Christ, it is the beginning of the most incredible journey. You might be in the pit, but you can hit the raised hand. You might be in the pit, but you can make a comment, I want to give my life to Jesus. And that is the first step to your promotion from the pit to the palace. This is why Jesus came, that he might reach down to all of us that are in the miry clay and lift us up and crown us with his love and his beauty. Friends, today, hit the raised hand, make the comment, I want to give my life to Jesus, and we're going to pray together. God bless your lives. Here we go. We're going to pray. Everyone pray. All over Enjoy Church, all over Enjoy World, let's all pray this prayer together. Dear Jesus, I thank you today for bringing me to this place that I might give my life to you. Today, Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my all. I ask you, Jesus, to forgive me of my sin and help me, Lord, to live a life that's pleasing and honoring of you. So today, Jesus, I give you my life and I give you my all. And I believe from this day on that you are my Lord, my God, my Savior, and my friend. And from this day on, I'm your child, and I'll never be alone again. I believe from this day on, you're taking me from the pit, and you're taking me to the palace, in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said, amen together. God bless you, church. God bless everyone who raised your hand. God bless you. I really want to encourage you, connect with our people online here. We're going to go on a journey with you. We've got new Christians classes all set up, ready to go. We're going to be talking about when you can get baptized in the future. There's a whole lot to learn and a whole lot of growing and a whole lot of caring. And we're going to do this together because when you become a child of God, you become part of the family of God. And well, we're all in this together. We are better together. You've heard us say it before at Enjoy Church. No one stands alone. We don't want you to be alone in this season. Hey, can I just pray for every other man, every woman, every enjoyer, everyone who is watching in today? Your life is right with God, but if you were to be honest, you're feeling like you're in the pits a bit. You're in the pits. Friends, can I encourage you? Like I said, in Scripture, it's from one end of the Bible to the other. It's not uncommon for godly people to find himself in the pit. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. We find ourselves where we find ourselves, but we don't need to stay there. If we embrace the principles that the Prince of Peace has taught us, then there's no doubt about it. We can be promoted from the pit to the palace. And that's what God wants to do for you. Promotion is coming your way. We're going to embrace these principles. We're going to see God do what only God can do. We're coming out of the pit. We're on our way to the palace. Promotion is coming our way in Jesus' name. Father, I pray in all of these things that we've spoken about today, as we embrace them as your principles, as we lean in and glean from the Word of God and put it into practice, I pray, Almighty God, we would all see the promotion that comes from heaven. I thank you, Lord, that you are for us. You are not against us. You have a glorious, glorious future for us. So, Lord, we give you praise and we give you honor. We get ready, Lord, for our promotion. We're getting ready, Lord. We're even packing our things right now because we're leaving the pit and we're on our way to the palace. We thank you for promotion. It comes in the name of the Lord. And everybody said together, amen and amen. God bless you, everybody. Kidmania is about to happen. I want to encourage you all this week. Make sure you're leaning into all the different spaces that we might connect with you. You might connect with us. We are family. Like I said, we're better together at Enjoy Church. No one stands alone. No one streams alone. We're not going to do isolation by ourselves. We're not going to do it by ourselves. Won't do it alone. God bless you lots. We'll see you real soon.